I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The House Agriculture Committee has met for the first time under new chairman Colin Peterson, Democrat of Minnesota. Peterson said he wants the committee, which just completed the long, hard slog of the new farm bill, to continue its tradition of bipartisanship. He congratulated the now ranking member, Congressman Mike Conaway of Texas, for leading the committee through that arduous process. He announced new additions to the committee staff and then laid out a few priorities.
We still have struggling farmers out there, as you all know, especially our dairy farmers, and the stuff that was in this bill for dairy I think is going to be very helpful, but we got to get the bill implemented and get it into place before we lose any more of our farmers. We have oversight to do. You know, we're going to spend a lot of time kind of getting people up to speed. We got a lot of new members. This Ag Committee stuff is complicated stuff that you don't just learn overnight. And so we're going to use the subcommittees to try to help get people up to speed on what's going on.
Meanwhile, the National Farmers Union public policy lead Rob LaRue has issued a statement following the president's State of the Union address. He said President Trump's speech ignored the reality that most American farmers and ranchers face on a daily basis. The reality, he said, is that the downward trend in the farm economy has only worsened over the last 2 years, leaving many farmers and ranchers in significant financial stress.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.